Destination Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty. Life is short and the world is wide. There are thousands of odd, quirky places to go and things to see at home and abroad. Buckle up. This is Destination Unknown. Here's your tour guide, Elizabeth Doherty.
So we try to bring you fun and educational places every week to go. I don't know if this is a family-friendly place or not. It might scare small children. But there is some important facts behind the Center for Urologic History.
Are you joking? There is a Center for Urological History?
Yep.
All right, let's start with the where. Where is this Center for Urologic History?
In Maryland. Linthicum Heights, Maryland.
Okay.
And they have different collections.
Collections of what?
They have collections of instruments used
in the study and in the treatment of urological problems?
Yeah. I think they even have a stone collection. They have a medical library. You can find out all the different instruments they used and currently use.
You are making gestures with your hands that are scaring the living heck out of me. I'm just going to say.
They have a collection of catheters.
Uh-huh.
You know, because some people use catheters. Right.
I just had a very bad memory, but go ahead.
And then they talk about different types of, they kind of compare it to skewers, right?
Right.
How they do different things in urology. It's very different. But it's supposed to be a niche museum that helps people, give people a frame of reference as to what happens if they have a urological issue. And women don't understand this.
Sure, women don't understand it, and guys are terrified listening to you right now.
I'm really sorry.
All right,
but
continue, please. Let's just get through this.
Well, all I'm saying is if you want to know more about cytoscopes.
No, I don't. I've been there.
They were candle-fueled back in the 1800s.
Really?
Yeah. See, now they have the fiber optic ones, the flexible fiber optic ones, but the original ones, not flexible. And then they have a resectoscope inserted through the urethra and used to cut tissue.
And again, every guy is just doubled over right now.
And then they have these stone removal instruments, and they have a laparoscope, which is the camera, so they can see stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then the catheter collection, microscopes used for this purpose, and then they have medical illustrations and drawings. So that's it. Thanks for listening.
I know. Now I'm going to hold your little, you know, size 6 feet to the fire. Where did you find this list, this place, I should say?
I was told about it by people who are interested in our segment.
Uh-huh.
Destinations Unknown. Uh-huh. This is an unknown destination for most people.
Is this run by a doctor's office, or is this run by a medical clinic? Is this run by just a bunch of weird urological freaks? I mean, who owns and runs this?
Well, it was a bunch of private collections that they put together in the William P. Didusch, D-I-D-U-S-C-H, Center.
Interesting. So it really is a medical collection of stuff.
Well, it's sponsored by the American Urological Association.
Someone's got to send them money. So where is this place? You said it was in Maryland?
It's in Maryland.
Uh-huh.
It'd be a nice day trip for you and the buddies.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. So, you would have to stop by some sort of adult libation place first before you could get me to go into a place like that. Yeah, it would just be too terrifying.
They have collections, chloroform applicators and cocaine applicators and the advertisements that they used to put in the newspaper.
All right, wrap it up here. What is their website? Do you have a website there for them?
The Urologic History .pastperfectonline.com. There you go.
All right, then. That's Destination Unknown this week. And boy, that was certainly different.
Well, you know, we try to be different.
We are.
We apologize. This show is a little out of the ordinary.
The past half hour has just been the most bizarre, I think, we've ever done.
I think so, in the history of the 10 years.
Uh-huh. All right, so, well, the podcasts are going to be up on the regular podcast site.
FoodNationRadio.com. Uh-huh. And don't confuse this with the food portion in hour one
please,
of the program. Thanks for listening today, and we'll see you next week.
We've added yet another new feature to FoodNationRadio.com. Cooking videos recorded right here in our own kitchen. Our homemade cooking videos show how you, with the right recipe, can make outstanding meals. If there's one thing being locked down at home has taught us all, it's how much healthier it is to make your own meals without all the salts, sugars, and preservatives. Elizabeth and I hope you'll check them out. Just look for Food Nation Radio videos on the front page of FoodNationRadio.com.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
This is the Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty.